All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Today what I'm going to be doing is reacting to the sketch that was on Comic Relief on Friday the 21st of March. It was, not very good, as you might expect. If it was brilliant, I probably wouldn't be doing a whole piece on it. But what I've done is I did a version over on YouTube. And so if you go and want to go and check that version out, what I've had to do here is the YouTube one that doesn't have any of the music on it. And so, because YouTube copyright strikes. So what I've done here is I've had to sort of chop it and change it around a little bit for the podcast because I'm going, look at that and things. Obviously, you can't see it on the podcast. So this is a slightly edited version. But if you want to go and watch the one over on YouTube, then the link will be in the description of this video. Also, I've had a message in from Philip Mottes, the author, who's written quite an interesting book on Oasis. So we'll be hearing from him later. Other than that, that is all good. Right, so without any further Freddy ado, let's go back over to me talking about this sketch.
Good evening. Here is the 6 o'clock stonk.
All over the nation, there's a brand new craze. You see it going on wherever music plays. It's funky and it's funky and it's impolite.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are all right. Today I'm going to be talking about the Comic Relief Oasis sketch that was on TV on Friday the 21st of March. And just before we get started, just to give you a heads up, like, I'm really a fan of Comic Relief and what they do. I'm not having a go at Comic Relief, the charity or anything like that, because, yeah, as I said, like, the money they've raised over the years is absolutely brilliant. I think it's like 1.5 billion quid or something. So they've obviously saved so many lives, done so much amazing stuff. So having a go at this sketch is not having a go at Comic Relief itself. I just think there's things that was not very well done that they could have done better. And looking back at Comic Relief as a whole, like, my first ever record I bought was the Comic Relief record, was the Cliff Richard and the Young Ones Living Doll, which I think still stands up as a really brilliant comedy record. And like every time it came around, it was always exciting in the 80s and 90s, like, what was the song going to be? Like Hail and Paste the Stonk, or like, you know, Bananarama and French and Saunders, like, they did a version of Help that was funny. It was always interesting, you know. Maybe it was because I was a kid. Like, I remember the Lenny Henry, like, the sort of the sexiest person alive standoff against Tom Jones and things like that.
Are you ready to get deep down and sexy tonight, Tom?
I'm ready to get deep down and sexy every night.
Every night?
Yeah.
Goddamn show off. All right, Tom, now remember, this first round is judged on mic technique and butt wiggling. And we gotta shake our booties a lot. Yeah, that's right, Tom. Let's see who's gonna win this. Go for it, baby.
I take whatever I want.
I mean, that was genuinely funny at the time. Maybe now, like, as an old fart, like, I wouldn't think it was funny. Maybe it was just because I'm a kid. But then, you know, even going into the 2000s, you know, it was always a chance for really interesting and cool comedians. So there's a brilliant sketch. There's like a blankety blank sort of piss take with Terry Wogan, played by Serafinowicz. You've got like Nick Frost, you've got Simon Pegg, got Martin Freeman, like everyone is in that. It's absolutely brilliant and definitely worth watching. And also the Oasis guys as well, like Noel was on like an Alan Partridge sketch. Once again, Simon Pegg was on that one in the 90s. That was really good. That was a really, really funny sketch. Well, look, Partridge just always did brilliantly on a comic relief.
Anyway, my next guest can be described as a singer. Please welcome a singer, Noel Gallagher. Right, all right. Knowing me, Alan Partridge. That's the kind of behaviour I'd expect from your brother. Okay, now, knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, Noel Gallagher, Coward, Edmonds, Gordon, and now Gallagher. What is it about Noels throughout the ages has captured the public imagination? You're not the first Noel, you're not the second Noel, you're not the third, you're the fourth Noel. What is it that links all those four very important people together? What's the common denominator?
Well, we're all called Noel.
It's as simple as that.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Okay, well, we're out of time. One more question. Is it true you're planning a rock musical entitled Ring Ring, based on the life of Alexander Graham Bell, starring Darren Day?
No.
No. You heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nigel Gallagher, stay there.
But yeah, that was great. And then you got to the 2013 or 2015 when Liam did the whole National Treasure thing. I mean, that did annoy me, to be honest, because like they teased it and you saw like the little bit of Liam walking in. And then you're thinking, oh, great, I'm looking forward to the actual thing. And then the actual thing was just the couple of seconds they teased. So that was annoying. But anyway, on to this year. And then that's the lineup. Yeah, okay. Yeah, nothing really jumping out at me like this is must-watch TV, okay? So I wouldn't be watching that normally. But this popped up on the Comic Relief socials a few days ago, 210325. Like, what is going on here? This looks interesting, right? So, yeah, it's using that font. It's using that same style as the announcement. So you're thinking, okay, that's going to be worth looking at. Let's give it a go. What's it going to be? Some people were thinking, oh, the Gallaghers are going to turn up at Comic Relief. They were never going to turn up at Comic Relief. That's not happening. They've both done bits for it before. I don't think they're against it. But in terms of actually the comeback, it's not happening for free on a BBC TV show. But what was happening was this. They're giving away a couple of VIP tickets, plus this whole like quite cool package with like a guitar and all kinds of interesting stuff. So they have done good stuff for it. But anyway, right, onto this sketch. Let's go through this sketch, shall we? Let's just play it and I'll stop it and pause it and comment on the different bits. So here we go.
It's the day Oasis fans have been waiting for. Tickets for the reunion tour finally go on sale this morning.
Okay, pretty insulting stereotypical view of an Oasis fan at 6 in the morning wearing a bucket hat and a full parka and stuff, but fair enough, I suppose a few of us do look like that. 6 in the morning? No, tickets went on sale at 8 in the morning, so you didn't get that right, but I suppose maybe a few people logged on early, but anyway. Yeah, that felt quite accurate, you know. Or to be fair, on the first day when I logged in and it was like, you know, 20,000 or whatever, because I had pre-sale, that was okay. But yeah, the next day when I logged in and it was like 120,000. So it wasn't, you know, 10 million. But to be fair, I think that's I'll give you that one, because that was that was pretty much how we felt. So, yeah, happy with that.
Fuck are you looking at, pal?
The next person who says I look like Parker from Thunderbirds can get fucked.
Okay, so James Buckley and Joe Thomas, like, you know, I'm a big fan of The Inbetweeners, really like that show. And yeah, James Buckley has always had that kind of Liam vibe about him, I suppose, just because he had the haircut, really. He didn't have the full Gallagher, but he had the fringe and he had the sideboard, so he had a bit of that vibe. But yeah, these are not kind of good impressions, or are they kind of interesting, quirky takes on them? So yeah, and come on, like. Parker from Thunderbirds. Oh, I mean, he doesn't look like that anymore. Yeah, he did probably look like that briefly in the mid 90s, but he looks nothing like that now. But anyway, let's go. And the eyebrows are just, come on. Like, is that what we're doing in 2025? We're doing like big eyebrow jokes. Let's go.
Oasis, the reunion.
Wow, I'm in Oasis.
Oh, fuck off, mate.
No, you fuck off, sunshine. You stood on me tambourine.
Okay, so we got sunshine, which is the most obvious thing you can do. And then, but tambourine, I suppose it's quite a funny play on that, but I don't think it's that good. And yeah, and we're not period accurate here at all, are we? I don't think that's a big deal, but, you know, that's not what Liam's looking like in 2009. That's definitely not what Noel's looking like in 2009. He hasn't got that guitar. Anyway, carry on.
Here, how's about this? Fuck you.
Oh, right, yeah, no, I've got one for you. Here, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
But don't look back in anger, I heard you say.
And just to go back to the band there, like, who is that supposed to be? Who are those guys supposed to be? Because we know the band at the time was Andy Bell, Gem, Chris Sharrock. They don't look like those.
Mad for it. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, is that... What accent is that?
Northern, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but which bit of the north?
Just general north.
Just... All right.
He does that, doesn't he?
Away the lads.
That's it.
All right, so I kind of get, okay, we're doing like a, oh, we're trying to do it, but we're doing it badly sort of vibe. But they don't really commit to that. It's like, if that's what you're going through for all the way through, then it's kind of like a French and Saunders kind of do that. But I don't know, it just doesn't really, it's not really funny.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in.
You will not believe what's just happened.
Your credit card's maxed out.
How'd you know?
Your skin, Noel.
Okay, random, like, why Hugh Dennis? Like, what's he got to do with the story? Like, it's just who was there on the day at the BBC. Like, there's a lot of people you could have had to be that person that would have actually had a connection or would have been funny. But yeah, it's just randomly Hugh Dennis with a random haircut. I mean, why not have it be like an Alan McGee type person, you know? Anyway.
I was meaning to tell you, but I was too scared.
What do you mean, too scared? You overestimate the real-life ferociousness of the Gallagher brothers.
Noel is not skint. Noel's got so much money. I mean, he's going through the divorce. I mean, I suppose you probably couldn't say that because that would be a bit inside baseball and also like maybe a bit close to the nose. Yeah, but he ain't skint. The guy's got plenty of money in the bank. But yeah, he has got a pretty expensive divorce coming up. So that may have had something to do with the reunion.
You knew I was skint.
Yeah, I was meaning to tell you, but I was somewhat scared.
What do you think I'd do to you?
Well, very much what you have actually done to me.
Oh, fair enough.
This, I think, is actually the funniest thing. And this is funnily enough, Martin Lewis, if you don't know, is like this sort of financial guru sort of person who's like the money saving expert. He's always on TV saving people money and stuff, and so he's like the one that's got the least comedic background, and yet I think he actually does some of the best sort of comedic acting in this whole thing. I quite like his sort of weaselly sort of voice, and like the fact that I think that joke's actually quite funny, what you've done to me now. I do quite like that.
If you want big money, you're going to have to
give him a call.
Give him a call.
No!
Come on, Liam. Call him.
Never. I'd rather work in Mackie D's. Do you want fries with that?
No, but she'd like a roll with it.
Don't even do rolls, you fucking wanker!
Okay, so we got the roll with it joke. If you're doing sort of Oasis parody bingo, yes, we got the roll with it. I don't know why he's in an American Mackie D's there, $3.99. That's interesting. But yeah, I don't think Liam's skint enough. He'd end up being at Mackie D's.
Come on, now, pick up the phone.
Fucking never! I'd rather work in fucking Mackie D's.
Enjoy your meal.
Hey, I remember you.
Yeah, you're Parker from Thunderbirds, right?
Come here, you fucking little prick! Right. Get off me!
Okay, calm down on Grandpa.
Right, I don't think they would know. I mean, the guy's a bit older, but they would know who Parker from Thunderbirds is, right? And he doesn't look like Parker from Thunderbirds, so it doesn't make that joke doesn't make sense. But anyway,
never
a reunion. Could rake in big money.
How much?
£2.7 billion.
I'll give him a call.
Oh, he sent a text.
Oh, what does it say?
£2.7 billion.
Ooh.
I'll call him back.
It's mad it's taking us this long to get the band back together, our kid.
Do you know what I mean? We let petty squabbles get in the way of the music, man. That can never happen again.
Never. We just get on stage. Start with Supersonic.
Well, hang on, no, we're not starting with Supersonic.
We are starting with Supersonic.
Well, if you want to start with Supersonic, you can go fuck yourself.
Come over here and say that, you fucking self-righteous, boarding little twat.
I'm already over here, you fucking potato. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay, that's quite funny. They've sort of gone back to the guy and he's still waiting and he's grown his beard and stuff because that was the experience. So I'll give you that. I don't quite know what that pulpy on the wall is. That's a bit weird. And yeah, going back to the previous thing, it's like, oh, they're fighting over what would be the first song. Okay.
Right. We'll sort out the set list later. First, let's get the band back together.
Nice one. Do you remember who any of them were?
Chris?
John? Paul? Ringo?
No,
that's the other one, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, funnily enough, there was a Chris, actually. I think they put that in as a joke, but yeah, Chris Sharrock was the last drummer. Look, this is a bit rude, and, you know, I'm sure some people look at it going, how dare they, you know, Griggs, Bonehead, Gem, Andy, these are really important members. To be fair, like, I think that is quite a good joke. Like, to not know who the to not remember who the members are.
Tiny Hiccup, do you remember who the rest of the band were?
Not one of them. Bedhead. Ah, yeah, no, that rings a bell, yeah.
Bighead.
Yeah, there was definitely a head.
Bonehead! Nice one! Right, you find the rest of them. I'm off. It's been 2 hours since I last had a haircut.
Yeah, I wonder if you could help us out. Can you remember who the other members of the band were?
Wasn't it Norbed? Something like that.
No, we've already got him. Anyone else?
Good morning. We're ringing everybody in Manchester. You weren't in Oasis, were you?
You what? Oasis? Nah.
Were you in Oasis?
Weren't they on man?
Okay, so we got Bez there, which was cool. Nice little thing. And then we got, like, what was her name from EastEnders, from Coronation Street? Sally, I think. I think she's called Sally. She's married to Kevin, wasn't she? I think she's still in it, actually. But anyway, carry on.
Were you in Oasis?
No, not me.
Tommy Fury there with showing a extremely high level of energy and acting skills.
You weren't in Oasis, were you?
What?
No.
No, not me.
No? Not since I last checked.
No, and I've never heard of them.
See, this is so we skip through these so quickly, right? Let's just go one by one, right?
Everybody in Manchester, you weren't in Oasis, were you?
You are Oasis. Nah.
So Bez Happy Mondays, also now Mantra of the Cosmos. So he is actually, he was pretty close with that phone call because he's in Mantra of the Cosmos with two members of Oasis, Zach and Andy Bell. And if Bez was doing a good job there, he could have just said, oh no, but you could have a chat with two of my bandmates. They both were.
Were you in Oasis?
What, the old man?
Yeah, so that's Sally off Coronation Street.
In Oasis?
No, not me.
Tommy Fury.
You weren't in Oasis, were you?
What?
Was that Suggs? I think it was Suggs. He's only there for like a frame. No, I thought it was Suggs. It's Steve McDonald from Coronation Street. Okay, so it's still carrying on the Manchester thing. Yeah, so no, that's Steve McDonald, who's one of the McDonald brothers from Coronation Street, along with Big Jim, his dad.
Oh.
And then we've got Carl Pilkington. And then we've got Wong from the Marvel films, isn't it?
No.
And this is interesting. So that's Craig Cash. So Craig Cash was in, you know, from the royal family and, you know, and various other things. Now, I remember reading, I'm sure, I don't know if it's a Mandela effect thing, but I remember reading that, like, Craig Cash was actually related to Bonehead. Maybe it's his cousin or something. But then I was looking it up the other day. I think when I did that episode, well, the other day, probably a couple of years ago now, I did an episode about the royal family, Carolina Hearn. I think there'd be an article about Carolina Hearn. I interviewed the author of it. And yeah, and I think we talked about it then, like, is he actually related to Bonehead? Because he looks so much like him. And I know at the time there was like, you know, who would play you in a film? And it would obviously have been, well, Craig Cash would have played Bonehead. But yeah, but I don't know, like, if he is related to him, well, surely that would have kind of come up and been a point. So I'm assuming he's not.
Not since I last checked.
No, and I've never heard.
And that's the, we are normal men. We're just normal men. What's his name? I don't know, the dog thing. He's after my time. Hacker is on his badge there.
Were you in Oasis?
No, but my husband was.
What's that, love?
Oasis reunion.
Get in!
So I don't know who these people are. I don't know if this is like a gag I'm missing. Oh, wait, hold on. So that's just a random, but it's supposed to be that he was in Oasis. Who? No, look, there's not even... But it's not worth trying to analyse it.
Right, welcome to the band again. Let's rehearse Don't Look Back in Anger. Bonehead, why don't you start us off?
Oh, I'm Bonehead.
Oh, of course. All right, well, it doesn't matter which one it is, but let's... Someone start.
OK, so we've got Bonehead and then we've got two randoms, neither of whom look anything like anyone connected to Oasis. I mean, the guy on the right kind of looks a bit like Andy Bell, I suppose. But if Andy Bell had like a bad Weller cut, and then, yeah, well, let's carry on. And it just don't matter now. Little by little, gave you everything
you ever... Liam, love, why are you walking like that? Have you had a little accident?
Maybe. Definitely.
No.
No, you Liam.
My angels.
See, I actually find that a bit offensive, really, that they've made made Peggy look like that. Like, I find that quite rude. Like, she's sort of a, you know, an older lady now. I think you should show her a bit of respect. And I think the fact they've got her painted up like that, I think it looks, you know. And also, this is just... like, lowest common denominator. Oh, he walks like that because he shit himself. Like, I mean, it's funny now I'm saying it, but it's just like, oh, don't do that. Come on. So we get the maybe definitely joke. Oh, God. And look at the way they're dressed. It's just not funny. Like, it's just annoying. And he didn't even say it like he said maybe. Like, get him to go maybe. And that wasn't very violent. Like, if he's going to lay in, actually properly lay in, get the kids actually scrapping. Little boys love to have a scrap.
put on the mask.
Guys, are we sure about this costume? I mean, when you said Seal, I didn't expect this.
That's a really bad joke. Like, that's a pointless joke. What, just because he's from the 90s, Seal? And it's black. They get a black guy to do it. Like, that's... Why would that make the cut? Seriously, why has that made the cut?
I get that people want to have a good time. They go see Oasis and they just enjoy themselves. But we're not about that, you know. We're about deep, meaningful lyrics that change lives.
Oh, the faithful. So many faithful.
Okay, so that's... I saw a couple of people say they thought that bit was quite good, actually. I didn't think that was good at all. It's like, you know, there's got a lot you can do with Damon in Damon's kind of juxtaposed, like, wanting to be a sort of sensitive artist and, like, you know, all the stuff he does with global world music and things. And then, but then also the fact he wants to be like a geezer. But they've not really kind of nailed it there. They've sort of missed the point, and the impression, I think, was pretty cheap and poorly done.
Isn't it cool, Britannia, that we are the bestest of the best mates, Liam?
We sure are, Robbie Williams.
I don't get this. I don't know who that geezer is. Why are they making Robbie Williams Indian?
You and I are going to live forever. In a big, big house, in a countryside. Liam, bestie, come back.
I don't understand that. Like, there's a lot of things you could have done with that, with Robbie. I mean, you could have got someone in a monkey mask, right? Like, that would have been the funny thing to do with Better Man having come out. Okay, the Patsy Kensit cover shoot.
You're so rock and roll, Liam, wearing a hat and bed. I bet you saw these bedsheets from Buckingham Palace.
Nah, love. John Lewis, 2-for-1 sale. Have it!
Okay. So, we did all that for that joke, all right?
Guys, thank you so much for letting us handle your reunion. And let me reassure you personally that everyone will be treated completely fairly.
Piers Morgan, why I get the point, he's supposed to be like a villain, but why are you even giving him any sort of time at all? Why? You know what I mean? Like, surely there'd be a better sort of option to have, like, if you're going to have like the sort of the evil Robin person in the background. Piers Morgan's not known for robbing people or being greedy. It'd be like someone that's known for being greedy. Not like just some dickhead, anyway.
Fine, as long as you don't do dynamic pricing.
Well, no, I like dynamic pricing.
Where are you guys from? Birmingham?
No, fuck you and fuck you.
Fuck you, sunshine.
No, fuck you.
Stop hitting yourself. You're hitting yourself. Miss. You're hitting yourself in your face.
Fuck off.
I'm not even touching you. Why are you getting upset? I'm not even touching you.
Boy, should we crack open the champagne?
Supernova.
Okay, that, like, stop hitting yourself, I'm not even touching you, is quite funny. I mean, that's the sort of thing that would have been funny in the in-between, is it doesn't quite work here. And that's just a cheesy, like, obvious pun. Champagne Supernova, very good. Someone read the track listing. Right, and the eyebrow thing. They don't actually have massive eyebrows anymore. Like, that's a joke from 1996. Like, what? Why are you still doing that joke? Okay, so that going back to the guy and he's died. Okay, that's quite funny. I'll give you that.
After you, our kid.
Oh, no. After you, sunshine.
Fucking go through that fucking door before I fucking lamp you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right. There was no need to do sunshine again. Like, I think that must have been like the third or fourth sunshine. There's no need. And it's not like one of those jokes that gets funny because you do it over and over again. It's just not funny.
I'm so sorry, James. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine, Jay. No
harm done.
But I was worried because obviously, if I'd have gone full force, I could have done you some serious damage.
Shut up, you Wally.
You're a Wally.
You're a Wally.
You're a Wally. You're a Wally.
You're a Wally.
You're a Wally.
You're a Wally.
You're a Wally.
You're a Wally.
See, you're a Wally. Like, why? If they're then going to like lift the curtain and be like, okay, it's James and Jay actually, then why not be like, oh, you ruined this, like you ruined the Inbetweeners reunion or something like that? Then at least pull the curtain back a bit and like make it a bit of an in joke, not just like you're a Wally. All right. So, look, that's the end of it. Look, I get it. Like, people are like, yeah, it's just a bit of fun. The point is, I think that there's been other Oasis parodies, there's been other Oasis sort of sketches, or even you think not Oasis, but even think like Stella Street, you know, like, you know, where you've got like Mick and Keith are working in the shop or something like that. You could do something like that. There's so many other things they could have done. And I know at the moment, like, you know, Nico, who's the best, you know, person who's done Oasis parodies, he's, you know, he wrote the one, the Funny or Die sketch that we absolutely love. You know, that was, you know, I know, I think he's been out there like looking to do sort of an Oasis mockumentary type sketch and just not really getting anywhere with it. And yet this has managed to get like the sufficient funding and sufficient eyeballs to go on this comic relief. So it's just a shame. You know, I think if it had gone to a couple of decent writers with like some really good ideas, you know, if you think about it, say that they'd like pitch five ideas and then this is the like the fifth idea. Oh, yeah, I think we could do like reunion and we'll just do the sunshine joke and the Thunderbirds Parker joke and the like, oh, you waddle, you know, that you walk that way because you shit yourself joke. It's like they're just, it's the most obvious jokes you can do when there's other things you could have done that could have been interesting. But anyway, look, I'm aware that I'm a grumpy old sort of Oasis fan moaning about a stupid comedy sketch that's there to raise money for charity, right? I get it. It's not worth, I'm not like upset. It's not like I'm really pissed off with it. I just think, you know, and I'm happy for them to take the piss out of me. It's not like I'm like, you mustn't take the piss out of my heroes. Fine, do it. Some of my favorite things is when people take the piss out. I take the piss out of them quite a lot. I think it's just that it's a shame that there's pure, brilliant comedy to be mined from these hilarious, interesting, complex people. And yet all they've done is just the obvious, most boring stuff you could possibly do. So anyway, well, look, that'll do it for today. Let me know what you think. And yeah, do feel free to leave comments below if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're just listening on the podcast, do feel free to get in touch. All right, there we go. I hope you guys enjoyed that. As I said earlier, if you want to go and check out the YouTube version, then do please feel free to do so. And if you can, like, comment and subscribe and things, because YouTube, yeah, it'd be good to get a few more listeners and stuff over on YouTube. Right, let's hear now from our good friend Philip Mottaz.
Hi, James and Oasis podcast family. This is Philip Mottaz. I am sending in a message about the Comic Relief Oasis reunion sketch. It feels like it's right in my wheelhouse, as shameless plug here, everybody. I have actually written a parody mystery novel starring Noel and Liam. So if I'm not a kind of expert on this kind of thing, I don't know who is. Generally, I really enjoyed it. I am good with things like silly things, enormous eyebrows, that kind of stuff. I loved how it just generally lovingly criticized the Gallaghers, like them yelling, both of them yelling that they'd rather work at Mickey D's and being short-tempered in the same ways as though they're unique, that kind of thing. My favorite bit was probably them forgetting the other bandmates in Oasis. And I especially like how it extended to the accountant and the manager and everybody having to call everybody in Manchester. And even when they're in their face, they're still like, somebody. So I really like that. If I had to nitpick, and I will, it was a little repetitive in parts, just being honest. So it ends up feeling a little longer. And also, not for nothing, but it had some of the same jokes from that SNL bit last year. And I know generally Oasis fans didn't love that SNL bit. You know, them like fighting like little kids, I'm not touching you, that kind of thing. So it just struck me as a little weird to see it again. But all in all, I'm really glad for this. And I also think Joe Thomas deserves a lot of credit as Noel. I mean, everyone to some degree can do a Liam impression. We've all probably done that. But to do Noel's little nuances, like the way he says, here you are, how about this? Or, how'd you know? Just, I saw those nuances, those performance touches, and I really appreciated them. I was glad for them. And as for me, why do I get to have these opinions? I wrote that book that I slyly mentioned at the beginning. The book is called Deadly Maybe. It is a parody mystery novel where Noel and Liam Gallagher are reunited, but not to play music, to solve a murder. It's very funny, and I've been told this, so I'm not just saying it, and it's loosely based around the structure of Definitely Maybe, with 11 chapters, the songs kind of lining up, that kind of thing. It also, funny enough, came out last year, August 2024, just 6 days before the actual reunion announcement, which was strange but exciting for me. So to anyone who enjoyed the comic relief sketch, which I hope you did, if you wish it was in book form and longer, please check out Deadly Maybe. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Philip. And yeah, it's good to hear a different take there. You know, it's cool that you enjoyed it. I think that, like you said, that those bits that you did enjoy, especially like the bandmate bit, I did enjoy that. I thought that was funny. I didn't mind that. I thought that was quite entertaining, the way that played out. And yeah, Joe Thomas's Noel impression, like, I get what you mean. I suppose there was a couple of bits where he kind of sort of did channel Noel a little bit, but I don't know. I didn't think it was like particularly nuanced. Like, I think of, like, you know, the at the end of the day, right, and that is it. You know, he didn't do any of that sort of stuff that you know, I think could capture it. But cool. I'm pleased you enjoyed it. And like I said, maybe being American, it's a different, slightly different take on it. Maybe I'm just being a bit too harsh because I'm English and kind of know the Gallaghers that well. But anyway, there we go. Good stuff. Thank you, Philip. And if you want to get hold of Deadly Maybe, then the link is in the description to this episode. Right. I think that will do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening. As always, most thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we download bonus episodes, and you can be get access to the Discord, which is good fun, which is often where I post things early, post different questions and things like that. I'm often just using the Discord like to bounce ideas and things. So yeah, it's a really nice community of people over there. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
Vivian, why did you just throw the band out of the window?
Ah, sorry, Mike. I was forgetting myself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do that all the time. Like, sometimes I wake up in the morning and think, like, what's that inside my trousers? And then, like, about half an hour later, I remember it's me, Neil.
Now, that's a very interesting sound effect, Viv. Now, go on, do it again.
Well, I would, Michael. But unfortunately, Neil's only got one head.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Let's make rock and roll history.
Oh, now he's found us.
Oh, hey, great gag about telling me the recording studio was in Wales.
Okay, guys, now get out your instruments. And I don't mean...
Michael, remember, we promised Cliff we wouldn't be rude.
It's time to record the flip side.
Yes, and if we don't have it up, it really will be a flip side, because I'll probably say something crazy like, blummin' flip, let's get on with it.
Neil, where's your guitar?
Oh, great. Pop quiz. Right, hang on. I know this. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, what a stupid place to keep your guitar!
Oh, blum and flip, Vivian. Let's get on with it.
We are getting on with it, Rick.
Well, just about. Make sure you're blanking well. Blum and well do, matey flip. Because one thing's for death. When this kid's in the studio, it's get down chart time all the way to number one. So, ha-ha, ha-ha.
Vivian, we were going to use that saxophone.